Hello, it's Stacey Holt from Real Estate Excellence. Thank you for joining me for this short podcast. Podcast today, I just want to have a quick chat in relation to why text messages in business and real estate and property management are so dangerous. Now, I know, of course, I do it myself in my personal world. Text messages are brilliant. And of course, the meme and the jokes that go around about don't call me, text me. So we live via, particularly personally and busy lives, we lived via messaging and text messaging, all the apps and all the messaging things that we have, which is great. But in business, it is quite, I guess what's the word? Frightening, without meaning to be dramatic and fearful. But as a risk advisor for the industry, and any listeners of my podcast would know that many years ago I sat in your chair, but I sit beside you now and don't live in the real world. I live in it beside you. So, as predominantly a risk advisor, what concerns me in sales and property management is the amount of communique that gets done via text messaging. Now, most of this text messaging is done on our phones, and what frightens me is the loss of record keeping. We all know how easy it is to delete text messages, and what is happening in communication with buyers, sellers, lessors, tenants, etc., is a loss of record keeping. Now, before we went to messaging so often, we of course would have done that via email and/or phone calls with good file notes as record keeping. Now, we may still do that, but I do know in reality a lot of us have got too much reliance in good faith on text messaging. So all that record keeping and risk management is being lost. Now, unless you've got a system such as, for example, you're copying and pasting or screenshotting all the messages and emailing it to yourself and putting it in your filing system. Of course, that's different, but it's still questionable, but at least you're still keeping the records. What concerns me from a business owner perspective is when their team and their staff are doing this, or doing this, I mean to clarify, are doing the text messaging but not saving any records. So people come and go in business, of course they do, but the business owner is the mainstay. What happens to their records? It's really a needed conversation in relation to individual businesses, and in Queensland particularly. Tenancy law doesn't allow text messaging as a part of communication with tenants, and clause 44, 3 of the 18A tenancy contract sets out the four ways you can communicate. Obviously, if you're outside of Queensland, you'll have to look at your own legislation. There's actually no law in Australia that allows text messaging to, or that, well, not so much allows or disallows, allows text messaging for business. So, what I mean by that is the law is silent. There is no legislation, state or federal, that covers directly SMS text messaging in business. The only legislation we have is Commonwealth federal legislation, which is the SPAM, SPAM, Spam Act, which covers SMS and email for marketing and opt-out and unsubscribe and etc. So if you're a member of Real Estate Excellence in Queensland and you need more support and advice relating to this, please know that as part of membership support services, realestateexcellence.com.au, we're an email away for support. So be sure to call upon us and email us if you need any clarification on this podcast. So any agents, business owners, property managers, administrators, managers, anyone in real estate, please maybe bring it up at your next team meeting or start the conversation about our record keeping and risk management. The person most likely to win in a dispute, in a court of law, in tribunal, is the person with the most credible evidence. And as I've long said and long will, if it's not in writing, it does not exist. SMS, be very careful. It can be very dangerous. So food for thought. This is Stacey Holt from Real Estate Excellence. Thank you for joining me and bye for now.